Hello again. You're listening to the news at one. Another 5 weeks of lockdown and mandatory quarantine for some of those arriving in this country. The main proposals being discussed this lunchtime by the Cabinet as part of its review of COVID-19 restrictions. On his way into the meeting, the Taoiseach confirmed that current level 5 restrictions will continue until the 5th of March. Also being proposed is mandatory 14-day quarantine in state-run facilities for people arriving here from Brazil and South Africa, and for anyone trying to enter the country without a negative COVID test. But the Taoiseach warned that even with these measures, there will be significant numbers of COVID patients in our hospitals until at least the end of February. Sinn Féin is calling for more stringent measures for all incoming non-essential travellers. Here's the party's transport spokesperson, Darren O'Rourke.
We believe that a mandatory quarantine regime is needed, and we also believe that mandatory testing pre-arrival and post-arrival is required. And it's not only us, NPHET have indicated that these are the type of measures that are required, other political opposition parties have, and the community, the public at large, I believe, want to see this type of regime introduced, and the government's measures don't go nearly far enough.
For the Labour Party, Jed Nash says there needs to be better control and restrictions on travel from across the border.
I think there will be a responsibility on the PSNI as well, on the other side of the border, to manage the situation as it relates to them in their own jurisdiction. We have a significant number, for example, of healthcare workers who will be living on the other side of the border, working in hospitals in Louth, Monaghan, Cavan, Donegal and so on. And it is only right that they are permitted to travel, and anybody who needs to travel for essential reasons should be allowed to do so. But if you're not travelling for an essential reason, you have no business being outside of your own immediate area.
Labour Deputy Jed Nash. Let's talk now to Rise TD Paul Murphy, who joins us. A very good afternoon to you, Paul Murphy, and thanks for talking to us on the programme. Do you welcome these proposed measures as far as they go?
It's far, far too little, and it's too late. I mean, they are talking about mandatory quarantine for a tiny percentage of incoming travellers into this country, only those from Brazil and South Africa. And for all of the rest of the flights, they're saying they continue with what they agreed last week, which was a mandatory PCR test before people arrive. And if people have that test and it says it's negative, then they're allowed to come in with no requirement for quarantine. I mean, NPHET wrote to the government 12 days ago and said very simply that that will not work. They said that even in the best case, that those tests would miss up to 40% of cases coming in. So it is, you know, really madness. It's the equivalent of trying to stop soup with a sieve. You know, you're catching a tiny percentage of the cases and all the rest of them are allowed to come in. It doesn't make any sense at all.
So what you'd like to see then, am I correct in understanding, is mandatory 14-day quarantine for everybody entering this country?
Yes. There should be nobody coming into this country or leaving this country for non-essential reasons. And those who, you know, have to be here for essential reasons, have to quarantine for 14 days in state-provided facilities. That's part of, you know, it's very clear that the government's living with COVID strategy, which they announced last September, is a complete failure. We cannot live with this virus. It's causing devastation in terms of the number of fatalities, in terms of the impact on mental health, in terms of the impact on the economy.
So two questions then in relation to this. Is there any point in the kind of mandatory quarantine you're talking about if it's not done on an all-island basis?
Yes, there is. I mean, it is better if it's done on an all-Ireland basis, and the government should do everything that it can to ensure that it's done either on a two-island basis or on an all-Ireland basis. However, the government is hiding behind the border as an excuse for not acting on this. Because, for example, even if we did do it on an all-Ireland basis, you would still have to have effectively internal travel controls between different counties or different zones based on commuting.
It's a very significant step to take. And if it's only, and you, I think, admit that it can only be partially effective, the question has to be asked, is it a step that actually is worth taking, given the results that one might expect from it?
Well, I heard, I think it was Leo Varadkar, it was Micheál Martin, saying that, you know, what we're talking about in terms of a zero COVID strategy, and we've been pushing now for 6 months, that is disproportionate. A thousand people are going to die this month because of the government's mistakes in December. In my opinion, that is not disproportionate to take these sort of actions, and they would be very effective. In reality, what you would do is you would have different zones based on counties or commuting areas, and you would treat them separately. You'd have controls between each of those zones, and you would colour code them: red when they have a lot of cases, orange when they have a few, and green when they go to zero community transmission. And then you can link the zones up together. And that would be the case whether you do it all Ireland or you only do it in the south.
But Leo Varadkar also makes the point that if you were to bring in this kind of measure, at most maybe 500 or 600 people could enter the country each day, and a lot of the travel, the essential travel that can take place now, could not take place.
I don't think, to be honest, that we need more than 500 or 600 people entering the country on any given day. We need to limit the number of travellers coming in to stop the importation of the coronavirus and to stop the importation
but
of
people,
the new variants.
Paul Murphy, who might want to travel for compassionate reasons, to visit a family member who's very ill, that could well be ruled out under what you're proposing.
Well, in those cases, they may be considered essential, but it is true that a mandatory 14-day quarantine would be necessary in those cases. And that might make it difficult for people to travel. But I think that's a sacrifice that, like, we collectively will make in order to avoid unnecessary deaths, the unnecessary impact, and crucially, to ensure that this lockdown is the last lockdown, because the government's strategy is going to have us back in lockdown 4 and lockdown 5 before we reach sufficient levels of vaccination.
Paul Murphy of Rise, thanks very much indeed for talking to us. Well, I suppose our